about his death, but also about his resurrection, coming back to life, and about his ascending into heaven. And he actually said some words to his disciples at the beginning that he said, don't be afraid, don't let your hearts be troubled. And it's interesting, isn't it, that there's a lot in this world today that causes our hearts to fear and to be troubled. But Jesus uses those words often in the Bible and in Scripture. Don't be afraid. Trust in me. And he gives us those wonderful words. And he's talking about heaven, and he goes on to say to one of the disciples, says, we don't know the way to heaven. And Jesus said these words. Should we say them all together, guys? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John chapter 14, verse 6. And Jesus is saying very, very simply there that he is the way to God. That he is the truth and that he is the life. I want to share an illustration that happened in my life a few years ago. I was going to a meeting, and I was going onto the motorway, and I was travelling two junctions up the motorway to where I needed to get off the motorway to go to where this meeting was. And as happens, quite often I was running late. And so I had somebody to pick up. I picked him up. We drove. We got to the motorway. We got on the motorway. And we've no traffic cops in here, have we? No traffic police? Okay. So I then, you know, I was late. So I quickly moved into the third lane. We'll be politically correct. Not the fast lane, the third lane. And I put my foot down. And I was motoring on because I was watching the clock, and I was busy talking to my friend as we were going. And as we were going up the motorway, we saw some signs, but because I was too busy talking and too focused on where I was going, I didn't pay any attention to these signs. And then also some road traffic cones appeared in between the second and the third lane. And I was on that side of the traffic cones. And then not long after, we were directed through the central reservation, and I was now on the southbound carriageway going north, which is fine because it was coned off and everything. I've been in that situation in Africa, and it's not coned off, and you're just taking your life in your hands doing that. So now I'm heading north on the southbound carriageway with the central reservation on my left-hand side. And as we got nearer to the junction where we had to get off the motorway, the conversation died down because both of us are thinking, how are we going to get off here when we're the wrong side of the central reservation? And sure enough, it came back so that we could come back onto the right side of the central reservation just after we'd gone past the junction. And I missed where I needed to get off. Thankfully, I was able to go a little bit further and get off at motorway services, find a back exit and get to the meeting that I was going to. But I'd missed the turnoff that I needed. I'd missed the destination that I was heading for on the motorway. I'd missed the way. And Jesus says, I am the way. And our theme this week has been, follow him. It's on the back of the t-shirts that the children will get. Follow him, follow Jesus. And the reason we talk about that is because I believe that Jesus is the way through life. He's the way through life. You know, I don't know whether you ever, you know, you're going somewhere. And maybe if you came to me and said, Will, I'd really love to come and see you where you live up in Lancashire. You know, can you give me directions? By the way, you're all welcome, but not all at once. And then I said to you, okay, right, well, you need to head out of Brixworth, get on the A14, turn left, head north, you know, then get on the M6, M1. When you get off, M1, M6, then when you get off the M6 at junction 32, you need to go round the roundabout, to the next roundabout, first left, first right, first left, down the hill, over the bridge, first. You'd be like, whoa, I'll never remember all that. Never find it. But if I said, hey, tell you what, I'm going that way now, why don't you follow me? Or I'll come with you and show you the way. What a difference that makes. And you see, following Jesus isn't about following a list of rules and regulations and you've got to do this, you've got to do the other. And you know, hey, Jesus simply comes and says, I'm the way through life. Follow me. and I'll be with you to guide you through life. As Tim shared, he was going through a tough time. Who guided him through life? Jesus. Jesus. He's there because he is the way. You know, those signs that I mentioned on the motorway that I ignored, didn't look at because I was too focused on myself and what I was doing. You know, the next time I went up the motorway, I looked at those signs and they said, if you want junction 35, stay in the left-hand lane. You know, I'd ignored those signs. They were there, but I ignored them. I wonder if you've ignored the claims of Jesus Christ or just not wanted to see the claims of Jesus Christ, as I didn't want to see those signs and took no notice. Because I believe that there's many, many signs that prove to us that Jesus is real. That he's who he claimed to be, the Son of God. There's many signs that prove that God is real. Look out at creation. Look at the beauty of creation. The sunrise, the sunset. Look at the beauty that we see where you see a delicate flower, where you see the splendor of a, you know, a majestic tree or a mountain. Look in the mirror. And that shows me as well that God has a sense of humor when I look in the mirror. But look in the mirror and see how your body works. Can that just have happened by chance? I don't believe so. I don't believe so. I believe when you truly look into creation, the evidence is there that we've been created, that we've been knit together, that we've been designed. And it's not by chance. And creation says, hey, God exists. God exists. And Jesus says, you know, I'm the way. If you want to know the way through life, follow me. But Jesus also goes on to say, I am the truth. And I wonder, what are you building your life on? Are you building your life on the truth? Or are you building your life on ifs, maybes, and possibilities? Or building your life on lies. You know, the advertising world is full of, dare I say it, half-truths. You know, buy this particular, you know, hair product and your hair will be amazing, will be fantastic. You know, all these different things that they try to sell us, that our lives will be so much better if we have the latest X, Y, or Z. Pushing us to buy these things, improving our lives. But Jesus says, I am the truth. I am the truth. And we can accept the truth. We can ignore the truth. We can disbelieve the truth. But the truth does not change one jot. And the fact that I don't believe the truth doesn't change the truth. You know, I could say to you this morning, well, this t-shirt is red. You know, I could say, I believe it's red. It's not, it's blue. And the truth is it's blue. And what I say about it doesn't change that the truth is it's blue. As I went up that motorway the next time and I saw those signs, junction 35, stay in the left-hand lane, I could have chosen to ignore that. And I could have said, I don't believe that one jot. I'm going to stick in the right-hand lane. And the same would have happened again. But I followed the truth of those signs and I got off comfortably at the junction I wanted to get off at. And I base my beliefs on the Bible, on the Word of God. Jesus said, I am the truth. His Word is truth. And the truths of the Bible are that God exists, that God created the world in which we live. He created you and me. The truths of the Bible is that Jesus existed. And that's not just from the Bible, but also from historical evidence that Jesus Christ existed. The truth is that Jesus died on the cross in your place and my place because we can never reach God's standard. We can never be perfect. And sometimes people say, well, I'm not a bad person. But the Bible tells us that every one of us has a condition called sin that makes us do and say and think things that are wrong. And it doesn't matter how good we think we are. We can't get rid of that sin that stops us from going to heaven to be with God forever when we die. But Jesus said, he came and he died on the cross that we might be forgiven. And one of the greatest truths that is in the Word of God is that Jesus rose again. That he's alive today. And you know, there's people who have been totally anti-Christianity, totally against God, totally against the Bible. And there may be some here this morning, I don't know. But I want to give you a challenge if you are. Disprove the resurrection. Because Christianity hinges on the fact that we believe Jesus rose from the dead. If he didn't rise from the dead, then I've no message to give you. I've no hope. Why is Jesus the way if he didn't rise from the dead? Because we've no hope, because we've no eternal life, we've no hope of heaven. But Jesus Christ defeated death and he rose again. And there's books that have been written by men, a man called Lee Strobel. There's actually a film come out, been made of the book called The Case for Christ. And Lee Strobel was a reporter. And he, journalist, he investigated things. Found all the best stories, like journalists do. He dug deep to find out what he could bring up about certain things that were going on. And horror of horrors for Lee Strobel, because he was totally against God. He was an atheist. Horror of horrors, his wife became a born-again Christian and began to follow Jesus. And he said, I am going to prove that Christianity is false. And he was starting with the resurrection, because he realized that if Jesus didn't rise from the dead, Christianity was finished. And he travelled around and he researched it like a journalist would. He looked at all the evidence. He looked at not just the evidence of the Bible, but the evidence from historians of that time. Josephus, a Jewish historian. He looked at the evidence from the historians of that time as well. You know the conclusion he came up with? Jesus Christ did rise from the dead. And his life was transformed because he found that Jesus is the way. And Jesus is the truth. And, you know, what are you building your life on? Often I talk to people and I say, well, you know, they say, well, I don't agree with your beliefs. And I say, well, that's fine. What are your beliefs based on? And I say, well, I think, maybe, possibly. You know, I'm building mine on the Word of God, the truth. The truth. And Jesus said, finally, I'm the life. You know, it's sad that sometimes people think, well, Christians are dull and boring. Far from it. Far from it. You know, occasionally you see people going to church and they look like they're going to the dentist. And when they leave church, they look like they've been to the dentist. Well, I would say if that's your view of Christianity, go to a different church. Go to a church. Come to this church where it's full of life. Why is it full of life? Because Jesus changed our lives. Because he's alive today. Because he can give you hope. He can give you joy. He can give you peace. He can transform your life. Politicians can't do that. The world can't do that. But Jesus Christ can and will. If you'll simply say, yeah, I want to follow you. I want to follow you. It doesn't make you crazy. It doesn't make you a cult. It makes you normal. Because whether you know it or not, you were created to have a relationship with God. And when you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, actually you become normal because you become what you were created to be. A child of God. And Jesus says, there's no other way to God but through me. Now sometimes again, you say that and people go, oof. Are you saying that Jesus is the only way to God? And actually, somebody said that to me last week. That's not right. Well, it's not me who's saying it. It's the Bible. It's Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through me. And the reason Jesus is the only way, it's because Jesus is the only one who has died on a cross for you and for me. He's the only one who has risen again. He's the only one who simply says, no matter what you've done, if you come to me, you'll be forgiven and you'll follow me and enjoy the greatest life. It doesn't mean you become perfect. I'm not perfect. Sue will tell you I'm not perfect. It doesn't say that you'll go through life and you'll not mess up. I mess up. but I know I'm forgiven because of him. It doesn't say, okay, now everything will be fantastic. You'll never get ill. You'll make loads of money. No, that's not the truth. You know, we've been following Jesus. I've been following Jesus since I was 16. Sue, since she was 15. 5 years ago, Sue developed breast cancer. We could have said, oh, come on, God, we've been following you all this time and this has happened. Oh, where are you? God mustn't exist. No. He doesn't promise us that we won't have problems and difficulties in this world. But he says, if you follow me, I'll never leave you. And we found that through that time, God was closer than ever before. He became more real. And rather than questioning him, does he exist? We said, thank you that we know more than ever now that you do exist. You know, friends, it's a great opportunity. And I thank you that I'm able to share this with you. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. You know, don't dismiss the claims of the Lord Jesus Christ without looking into them, without investigating it for yourself, as it were. Please feel free to come and talk to myself or Sue or with Andy or somebody else from the church here. If you've got questions, please come and talk to us. If you don't agree, please come and talk to us. You know, we're happy to chat. You know, my heart is that you would find the truth for yourself. And as I say, I found the truth in the Word of God that points me to Jesus, who has changed my life. Let me just pray, and then I'll hand back over to Andy. Father, I thank you for the truth of your word. I thank you that Jesus came to this earth because you love each and every one of us so much and you don't want us to be separated from you. You want us to enjoy a relationship with you here and now, but also an eternity with you in heaven. And Father, I pray for each and every person here, from the youngest to the oldest. Father, I pray that they would be open to you speaking into their heart and their life and their situation. And Father, I pray that there would be some here today that would say, yeah, I want to begin to follow Jesus. I want to begin to find out more what life is all about. Father, I thank you that in this world of uncertainty, that one thing is certain, and that's Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. There's also...